Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, coming up on December 2nd, WWE Monday Night Raw is going to be at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett, about 30 minutes from my house, and I'm so excited because WWE superstar Big Bronson Reed is joining us this morning. How's it going, my friend?
It's going good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Bronson, I'm becoming a new WWE fan thanks to my co-host here, Steve Migs. Just give me a little window into your world. How old were you when you started getting into wrestling?
So actually, wrestling is like my first memory of life. So I had a family member, my uncle, who used to watch wrestling when I was a kid, and he's watched it his whole life. And just so happened that I had to be at his house at the same time he was watching it. And so I've been a fan my whole life. So I can't picture a time where I haven't been a fan of pro wrestling.
At what point did you decide, hey, I think I want to do this?
I mean, as a kid, I would always tell people, you know, when I was 5, when I was 8, when I was 10, I would tell people I'm going to grow up and be in the WWE. But it seems a bit far-fetched being on the other side of the world in Australia. People sort of, you know, it's a dream, but they don't think it's going to become reality. But when I finished high school, I joined a wrestling school, and I trained really hard, and I said, you know, I'm going to get there.
Brunson, I wanted to ask you, because just recently you were in Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel, which is just...
Yes.
I mean, what a unique place to visit. What did you do while there besides obviously wrestling, and you had a great match with Seth Rollins? But when you're somewhere that is as unique as that, what do you do, and do you have any favorite memories while you were in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, of course. This job is so unique where I get to visit and travel and see a lot of places, sort of like bucket list stuff. I was obviously working out there, so I did a lot of media and interviews like that, but I was able to go out to a desert and have a unique experience in the sand dunes where we got to ride in dune buggies and jeeps and it was really cool. It was a really cool night and spend the night in the desert.
And what about food there? Like, I don't even know. Like, I have so many questions. Like, I never even think I'll ever get to go to Saudi Arabia. Is it like, is there a good scene for food while you're there?
Yeah. The food is really good. It's a lot of sort of like Middle Eastern food, stuff like shawarma, or they have like goat. They have freshly cooked goat, which some people won't partake in, but me, I'm a big meaty man that eats any type of meat.
I think you just scared Taryn, though. She has a couple of pet goats on her farm.
I do. I have two goats.
I mean, I think they're very cute, but they are very succulent at the same time.
So when you come to Everett, since Taryn lives so close, we'll bring you to her farm, and you guys can cook up a farm to table.
We'll have a big goat roast.
There we go.
WWE is coming to Angel of the Winds Arena Monday Night Raw on December 2nd. If people want to grab tickets, you can go to angelofthewindsarena.com.
Oh, I have one question for you, because Taryn, I'm getting her hooked into the world of wrestling. I want to bring her to the WWE, to Monday Night Raw when it's in Everett. For someone that's not your typical wrestling fan, I mean, at times you got to try and win over new people. How do you like best describe what a WWE live experience is like?
Yeah, it is physical theater. It's a violent stage show. I like to tell people it's like a comic book come to life. You get to see heroes and villains right before your face, and you get to see them do things that you wouldn't ever get to see anywhere else. Like when you get to feel someone getting slammed down into the ring in person, you don't just hear it, you feel it. So it's a unique experience.
And if you're sitting in the front row, is it guaranteed that you're going to get hit with some sweat or blood or some other bodily fluid?
I don't know about that. You got to be careful though if you're in the front row. You have to be, you know, real big fan to be in that front row.
No guarantees about the sweat part there, Tyron.
You can follow Big Bronson Reed on Instagram. The handle is at Bronson is here. Thank you so much for joining the Daily Mix Show this morning, and we look forward to seeing you on December 2nd in Everett.
Of course. Thanks for having me, and protect those goats.
I was about to say, Tyron, which goat are you going to offer up to Bronson for dinner?
I mean, Lewis is the bigger of the two, so he would provide more meat.
Okay,
so maybe
there we
Lewis.
Go. Bronson, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Take care.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.